Hey there, I'm Henry Glasscheeb, digital content coordinator for Slug Magazine, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, lifestyle, arts, and events. In this episode, we'll be talking to local MC Dusk Raps about his latest EP. Dusk Raps is a hip-hop performer from Salt Lake City. He started his career performing with his brother DJ Hana and Espo Digital in the band Mind State. But when the group disbanded in 2009, Dusk went solo, releasing a series of singles, EPs, and full-length albums over the past 6 years. His latest EP, All Is Fair, came out in March 2015, featuring beats and cameos from local talent like Dumb Luck, Chance Lewis, Pen Points, Brisk Owner, and Yoga Flame Kane, to name a few. We'll be listening to Slug writer Connor Brady, who had an opportunity to interview Dusk a few weeks ago. But first, we're going to be playing the tracks from his 2015 EP, All Is Fair. This first track is called Leaving Now.
Back to the gritty Wasatch grid I'm living in. No static, nomadic citizen. Chromatic color spin, chromatic urge, let the drums begin. Run ride with the wind, let sunlight in. Let life suspend, of mice and men. Let the ride one in, and I just follow my gut till my time's added in. It's all cause and effect, analyze it again. Revolt till you like the results. All I see is lightning bolts. Lucky for you folks, we brought life boats. There's a choir in the sky, they hit right notes. Like me with eyes closed, guess they like my jokes. Rookie card in my spokes. Everybody pitching in for a sack to smoke. We used to laugh and joke, have a reason, no. At least we're still breathing when the season's cold. Made my own lessons, I was sold about. Made my own heaven, kept no one out. Everyone gets cold beer and gold teeth in the mouth. Don't need the guards up, you could keep them down. All the best parts come creeping out. Do you believe it now? What I'm speaking about? If it's of any consolation, we leave it now. They only wanna live here when the house is on fire. Man, these ladies out here made the manners retire. No reaction, never crack the surface willingly. Really bleed, really succeed. Fully manifest ability. Wipe off that makeup, girl. Now be real with me, be ghost or be built severely. No one said that I could visit. I'm acting like I live here. Damn, we staying together like there's kids here. Didn't expect to change forever, but I did this year. Made a mess with technology. Mom, look, I made a monster. As I create, I conquer. The concert lasts longer. See the big tree swing, my axe a lot stronger. Old girl calling, upgraded and forgot her. Develop new science, it's applied in your honor. The voodoo shines through, what do? Your time is a tool. Ain't no parachutes in this flight school. Made my own lessons, I was sold about. Made my own heaven, kept no one out. Everyone gets cold beer and gold teeth in the mouth. Don't need the guards up, you could keep them down. All the best parts come creeping out. Do you believe it now? What I'm speaking about? If it's of any consolation, we leave it now. Webs made to climb by eight legs. Wide knowledge made me climb to that edge. Stretch the mind to that end. I defend on the reg. Bitch dressed in red, screaming off with his head. This bless the dead. I'm high beaming, scheming, light the way ahead. Sleeping, not dreaming, not lying in bed. Instead, I'm applying hammer strikes to hot iron. Anxiety, tie knots in head. Discouraging words worked in the building blocks I was fed. Love reviews now the cornerstone. Miss me in a mournful tone. Angels blow horns when I return home. I'm not here to rule, I'm here to burn the throne. Relearn and overturn and rattle your bones. I remain valiant, homes burn down the whole zone. Burn down the whole zone. Made my own lessons, I was sold about. Made my own heaven, kept no one out. Everyone gets cold beer and gold teeth in the mouth. Don't need the guards up, you could keep them down. All the best parts come creeping out. Do you believe it now? What I'm speaking about? If it's of any consolation, we leave it now.
You just heard Leaving Now off of Dusk's 2015 EP, All Is Fair. Let's hear Slug writer Connor Brady's interview with Dusk Raps, conducted in our podcast studio.
First off, how was South by Southwest?
Oh, it was fun, man. It was a good time.
Yeah, where'd you end up performing at?
We played at a spot called the Lucky Lounge for the Future Prospects Showcase.
With South by Southwest, was that part of the hashtag Super Rap Vacation 2K15?
That was.
I haven't seen you tweet a lot about that, and it looked like you were with Linus Stubbs and a few other locals.
Yeah, it was with Linus and Dumb Luck from here, so yeah.
Where'd the whole trip go? Just straight to Austin, or did you make some stops?
We made some stops, but we weren't really handling any business. Just kind of breaking up the drive.
Did you perform with anyone that you never met before over at the upcoming show?
Yeah, there was a bunch of people that I hadn't met before, but there was also a good handful of people that I've, you know, just played shows with in various places over the years. So it was kind of cool to reconnect with some people I hadn't seen in a minute.
All right, right on. I've been on your Facebook. It says that you're from West Jordan City. Is that where you grew up?
From West Valley, yeah.
Yeah, West Valley. That's what I meant. So growing up there, was there any local influence to you starting to, you know, write raps and, you know, getting like hip-hop and rap?
Yeah, there was, I guess I've always kind of been interested in it just since I was a kid and just started first hear the music. But there was a guy that I went to school with, high school, named Adverse. He was kind of the first person that I met that was, you know, like seriously making music and things like that. And so I met him through just one of my buddies that I grew up with. So like he was the one that kind of took me to like my first real like local hip hop shows and things like that.
What were like your other influences growing up with rap? Like what were the first artists, like the first artists that you were listening to?
Probably the first stuff, when I first started listening to rap was like old LL Cool J, Big Daddy Kane, just a lot of like the kind of classic like early 80s stuff, Run DMC, like that type of stuff.
Did any of that have any influence in your newest EP? Because I know you have a lot of funk and it seems just like kind of older music from like, it sounds like the 80s, like 60s, 70s, 80s does.
Yeah, I think that there's an influence there. I think on the latest EP, I'm definitely leaning more on my my influences that are outside of rap. Like at the same time that I was hearing that early rap, I was also kind of getting exposed to, you know, funk and soul and blues and things like that. And so I've been listening to that the whole time too. And so just over the years, it started to kind of creep into my music more and more. So I think, yeah, it definitely plays a part for sure.
I know you produced Make Up Your Mind.
Yeah.
What like inspired you to produce? I mean, do you do a lot of your own production, or did you just kind of sit down with a program and just start going after it?
On some of my earlier projects, I was part of a group with my brother called Mind State, and when we were doing that stuff, a lot of that I made the beats on, and it was partially because I was interested in doing that, but also just because I was new and I didn't know anybody else that was making beats, or I didn't really have anybody else to go to, and so it kind of just came about out of necessity too, because I just needed something to rhyme on.
What were you using to make that production? Like what type of software were you using?
Pretty much everything that I've done. I just had a old copy of, what was it called, Cool Edit Pro.
Okay.
Which is just like a real bare bones kind of like audio software. It's like completely out of date. It's like not really a good way to make beats, but it was just what I had at the time. And so I just figured out a way to make that work, to make the ideas that I had.
Yeah, well, I mean, with using outdated software, I mean, you really killed it on that production. Like it sounds awesome. And I mean, just that whole like funk fusion that you use for like most albums sounded phenomenal.
Thanks, man.
But yeah, man, of course. Now, was there any like connection between Make Up Your Mind and Call Me? Because when I was listening to it, it just felt like Make Up Your Mind sounded like it was like inconsistencies in like a relationship, and then Call Me seemed like almost your own answer to that song of being like, well, if you need me, I'm always here.
Yeah, I don't usually do stuff like that intentionally, but it just kind of, as we were putting the songs together to pick out what would be on the EP, it seemed like they should go together. I probably did write them around the same time, and then I think, you know, some of that stuff, like I was real heavy on music, and then I started going back to doing my art thing, and so I had all this stuff that was basically done but just not recorded, and I wasn't really messing with it because I just had other things going on, and so when it came back time to do music, I kind of just picked up where I left off, and so yeah, I'm sure that it was from like pretty much the same time period.
And I know you you paint the beautiful room we're sitting in, but how long have you been doing art for, and do you do your own album artwork?
I've been doing art pretty much since I was a kid. Started to try to do a little something more with it maybe over the last, say, 5 years or so.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done the artwork for a good handful of the releases that I've done. Occasionally I'll pass that off to other people. It kind of just depends on what I've got going on when it's, you know, time to release something.
What have been like your artistic influences at all?
As far as art goes, you know, cartoons, skateboard graphics, graffiti, album covers, you know, show posters, like that kind of stuff. And like, I don't really have like a lot of classical or any kind of like really highbrow art influence, just kind of stuff that was around, you know. And so when I started to see that stuff, I just, you know, it was the same thing as music. I just wanted to be able to participate in some way. Yeah. So that's kind of where all of it came. And so I just took all those influence and just kind of just mushed into one thing that is what I do, I guess.
Yeah. When I was listening to All Is Fair, I was just, the one song that I just couldn't put like a thought to and figure out like what it meant, if it meant anything, was Laser Beams. I just kind of wanted to ask you like what the whole meaning behind that song was, or if there was one, or
there wasn't really necessarily one specific thing. Like sometimes when I sit down to write stuff, I'll have like a very specific thing that I want to talk about, like with like Make Up Your Mind or Call Me or something like that. But then there's other times where I'm just, sometimes when I sit down to write, like my mind is kind of all over the place. I don't know, like I'll just sit and like watch an old movie or something like that, and then something just pops into my head, and so I kind of start, you know, on one thought, and then it kind of just goes all over the place. So I pretty much like some stuff like that, even though there's no there's no big point or anything that I'm just trying to make necessarily. I'm just trying to just make some fly shit. I just want it to sound cool, you know what I mean?
No, definitely. I mean, I could just kind of tell with Make Up Your Mind and Call Me, it just seemed like there was something behind it. But with that song, like, you know, you have music just to have music, and you write music to make music. And something you do. I just wasn't sure if there was a deeper meaning or not.
Yeah, not really. Not really on that one.
Well, then, to kind of stay on this track, just for one more song from the album, what was kind of your influence between Leaving Now? It's like a really, it's like a very powerful song to have as the first song, and it seems like you have a lot of determination. Was there something going on in your life of like setting up like your own success? Because that's kind of what I got from the song, of you saying like, I'm not going to be on someone's track. I'm going to go and do my own thing and make my own success out of it.
Yeah, I think that on that one, it was kind of just like, just a general feeling of that, you know, just kind of in a lot of parts of my life at that point. And so I was just kind of like, just trying to just be more on your own thing. And like, you know, I think sometimes when you're pursuing anything creative, or, I mean, not even necessarily, it doesn't hold true necessarily just for creative stuff. It could be starting your own accounting business. And like, but like, once you're tired of like being up under somebody's wing, or kind of like waiting for approval or something like that, you know, you just start to realize that you don't need that, and you can just keep it moving and just like do your own thing.
I also saw that you tweeted, this is back to South by Southwest at that time. So you tweet that your bloodstream was about 90% Dos Equis. So clearly you had a good time. Now, was Dos Equis your favorite drink? Or was that just what was available?
It was just what was around. It was just everywhere.
I just thought it was funny because like when you look at your Twitter, it's you retweeting stuff by other artists, like both musically and, you know, actual like other like physical art, or you talking about music, and then out of nowhere in like all caps it was like, my bloodstream is 90% Dos Equis. I was like, all right. It was just funny to kind of go through your stream and see that just like pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah, that sounds like my Twitter feed, like always very random. Yeah, not my biggest contribution to humanity.
Dude, it's so good. I mean, you retweet and post some interesting stuff, man. But On All Is Fair, how long did it take you to write all the songs? And I mean, did you write any songs that weren't featured?
I don't know how long it took me, really. The recording process probably took maybe a couple of months. But yes, like pretty much my song writing process is like I'll either write the whole song all at once, or it's either that or the opposite. Like it just comes to me like in pieces, and I just write them down. And then once I kind of get to a point where I feel like I'm kind of like jamming things in there or forcing something, and I'll just kind of just let it sit. And then it never fails. Like randomly, sometimes it comes to me like when I'm working on music, but most of the time it's like I'm at work or doing something completely unrelated, and then like the idea comes to me and I'm like, oh damn, like that would perfect end to this verse. Or here's a, you know, I maybe have like the first verse and a last verse, but I kind of don't know, you know, what I want to do with it in the middle, and I'll get the idea. So I don't know, there's not really like a set way that, yeah, I do it.
Are you writing anything currently since you just, you know, kind of released Relaxin' for right now?
No, as far as what I'm up to now, I have another album that is more than halfway done. Pretty much when I picked the studio that I wanted to record at this time, and then I just had a bunch of beats that were sitting. You know, some of them I got, you know, like a couple of years ago, some maybe within like the last year or whatever. And so before I dug into that full album, I was like, I want to get these, you know, like in the bag, just because I'd kind of been sitting on some of them for so long, you know, yeah, what I mean? But that is with the album that's coming up is going to be with a producer named Penpoints. Okay. He did Something to Say, which is the last song on the EP, but he also did probably about half of the beats on the album that came prior to that, which was called Throw Away the Key.
Yeah.
And so me and him have been in the loop for a while, but anyway, so that's coming. It's coming along pretty good, but that'll probably be out early summer.
Okay. Awesome. And then speaking of new stuff, I saw you also tweeted that you were, and I quote, "Peeping the rough cut of my new video." Now, what do you have any insight on what that new video is or what it's for?
That video that I was seeing was for Call Me off, okay, of the new EP shot, yeah, by Benelli Media, which is Donnie Benelli. He's part of House of Lewis. So I just sent him a bunch of the songs that were in the works and had him pick something, just whichever one he kind of had the stronger idea for. And then he went to it, just, you know, went to it and did his thing. That one, it kind of, I'm trying to think of how to explain it. It's like, I don't really like being on camera.
Yeah.
And so I've got other videos in the works, but pretty much I've just told everybody, like, if I absolutely have to be in it, all right. Like, we probably find some common ground. Yeah. But anyway, I think that it's more compelling to watch something that's not just some dude rapping at the camera, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so he kind of came up with this story that kind of is a different take on the song. Anyway, so he went and shot that, and I think he's got a little more shooting to do just to kind of just fill in some gaps to the story that he came up with. But that'll be out maybe within the next, I'll say maybe like the next month, but I'm pretty excited about it. It looked good.
Aside from that, is there anything else going on with you? Any, you know, art that you're trying to do or projects coming out that maybe not, that might not be related just strictly to music?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for a solo art show at Feist for May Gallery Stroll. So I've been pretty busy with that. That's kind of the main thing right now. I've got another t-shirt project that will hopefully kind of start branching out into other things with another friend of mine. And then I'm kind of in the very early stages of trying to, hopefully I can get into Craft Lake City again this year. So I'm kind of like starting to build up some merchandise for that. More videos coming and more music. So pretty busy for the next few months. So I'm excited about that.
All right, excellent. All right, well, you know, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I really appreciate you coming in and talking to me and letting me interview you.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Cherry. And if you like your geek news with a bit of a twist, then you'll love
Hello, Sweetie.
Hello, Sweetie podcast brings you the latest and greatest geek news and information from an all-female panel. We'll bring you the most recent information about movies, TV, comic books,
video games, roller derby, pop culture, and more. Subscribe on iTunes and like us on Facebook. For your weekly dose of geek culture from a female perspective, tune in to
Hello, Sweetie!
Now that we're back from break, let's hear another track from Dusk's 2015 EP, All Is Fair. This track is called Laser Beams and features another local MC called Stretch.
Emphatically original, magnetic manifesting. This is culture, this progression. This is more than time invested. It's interesting watching. It's obvious who's flexing. I feel every eye, let your desperation die. Learn to live with it, that's a common reply. I'm a ghost with a dose of melodic words and rhyme. It's all on me, collect my karma in the sky. So many places we could be, so I'm glad we're here tonight. A single beam of light cut through the darkness and space. Eventually it falls in line to illuminate a shine on a face. Find a permanent place in my safety glass heart. Apologies for bad starts, I'm a gentleman to many lost arts. Man, I fit my own description, contradiction and all. Uplift, downfall. Spend my days in the record store, my nights in the bar. That's why I rap like Elmore James, playing slide guitar. My hazy dreams are made of laser beams. They ask what's so special about me, nothing I reply. My hazy dreams are made of laser beams. They ask what's so special about me, nothing I reply. Let's hear it one time for the radiant child. For all the crazy babies with the nerve to go wild. When they observe the work, it is deemed worthwhile. Make a whole room chill, so say some rhyme. We got the boom for real. They used to have the love, trust, dust, do still. I'm just too trill. Playing this game has probably never been real. Sun heat, put the sweat on your brow. 1 week, get ahead of self now. Drum beat, run street, look at society. Wonder aloud how every great mind been cut down. A dream deprived of life in its prime. Never got to thrive, never got to shine. Never let it happen to mine. So I activate life, all systems operational. Listen, listen, my rhythm's occupational. My hazy dreams are made of laser beams. They ask what's so special about me, nothing I reply. My hazy dreams are made of laser beams. They ask what's so special about me, nothing I reply.
My mind is broken in pieces, Tetris is better than it. Step into the matrix, I'm headed to treasure planet. Wear pajamas to church, but I'm getting dressed up for madness. Wonder if this rings a bell like when a jester is dancing. My mental load is bit off more than I can chew. I'm mortified and screwed while the tour guide is you. Yours and mine are too, but it's sorta kinda true. I might have popped a pill, that's a gorgeous kinda blue. Solar skies with hue floating to where I've seen from a telescope, to where missions have only been led with drones. But in the next galaxy is where my name is set in stone. Awaiting interstellar death, my pulse is more or less a stroke. Impossible, these lazy fiends have made it seem. It's worth it to pack my bags and buy a ticket for a train to leave, or take to the air, cooped inside a plane to stream. But my research has revealed only newer ways to scream.
My hazy dreams are made of laser beams. They ask what's so special about me, nothing I reply. My hazy dreams are made of laser beams. They ask what's so special about me, nothing I reply.
You just heard Laser Beams off of Dusk's 2015 EP, All Is Fair. Visit slugmag.com to find links to download his albums and find more info on Dusk Raps. Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com or hit us up on Twitter @slugsoundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, Christian Schultz, John Ford, and myself, Henry Glasheen. And the executive producer is Angela H. Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples. Our main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd. And the technical design was by Kate Colgan. Next week on the show, we'll have a local video game programmers roundtable. Thanks for listening.